From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Senate Intelligence Committee fired off letters yesterday to top officials in the Bush administration. The letters set a deadline of noon today for the release to the Committee of Materials on Pre-War Intelligence on Iraq. Today, the letters seem to have brought some success. NPR's David Welnup reports from the Capitol.
The letters were signed by Intelligence Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, the Republican senator from Dodge City, Kansas. Each recipient was given until high noon today to comply with the committee's requests. The letters went to National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, Central Intelligence Agency Director George Tenet, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and Secretary of State Colin Powell. West Virginia's Jay Rockefeller, who's the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, drafted and also signed the sternly worded missives.
The Friday noon point was a shot across the bow to the NSC, the DOD, and to Secretary of State, as well as CIA, that we, you know, these are documents and requests for interviews and other things that we have been trying to get their answers on for months, and we haven't gotten them.
A couple of hours after the noon deadline had passed, Rockefeller said it appeared the committee's ultimatum was bringing results.
One of the agencies has complied, and I'm sure the others are in some turmoil.
Rockefeller said the CIA sent the committee today at least some of what had been requested of the agency. A State Department spokesman said 11 of 15 documents being sought were also sent and that the other four would be coming. Presidential spokesman Scott McClellan told reporters today that the White House has been, in his words, working very closely with the Senate Intelligence Committee. But he also pointed out that the panel's request came only late yesterday and asserted that the Intelligence Committee does not have jurisdiction over the White House. Republicans say the White House may have good reason to be reluctant about handing over sensitive information. Senator Kit Bond of Missouri, who's on the Intelligence Committee, said Wednesday that secrecy rules regarding classified information were not being respected by others on the panel.
It's leaking like a sieve, and people are saying things that are not true. So I would caution those who are listening when you hear about something that's going on in the Intelligence Committee, perhaps you ought to take it with a great big grain of salt.
But Rockefeller said today that both he and Chairman Roberts, who was not available for comment, are angry and have lost their patience trying to get information for a probe that started in June. He said getting information from the White House has not been easy.
We obviously always have the option of a subpoena. And one doesn't like to have to use that. You'd rather just get the information, and then we'll have to decide.
Rockefeller and other committee Democrats have also been demanding that the intelligence probe be widened to include how the administration obtained and used intelligence in making its case for war with Iraq. GOP Chairman Roberts has resisted such an expansion of the scope of the probe, saying it would go beyond the purview of the committee. Rockefeller has the power to start such a potentially politically explosive probe on his own, but has held back, saying it's better to work in a bipartisan way on the committee. The hard-hitting letters may have helped placate Democrats on the panel, but presidential scholar James Thurber of American University says tensions are clearly growing between the committee and the administration.
I think this White House is very tough with respect to secrecy and executive orders, and in fact, there may be some kind of confrontation between the two branches over this issue.
Rockefeller said today that he and Roberts will wait until Tuesday of next week before deciding what further action may be needed to get the information they're seeking. David Welnup, NPR News, the Capitol.